This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest is Melanie Eagle, CEO of Hepatitis Victoria. We asked Melanie to come in and talk to us about a campaign that they launched on Zero Discrimination Day called Stop Stigma. Good morning, Melanie.
Morning, Tess.
Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
So tell us, what's Zero Discrimination Day, first of all?
I actually only became aware of it because of a global campaign being run by the World Hepatitis Alliance that we were informed of, but it happened to sync extremely well with work we were already commencing in the area of stigma to do with people living with hepatitis. So we thought we'd get on board and combine our efforts and run a year-long campaign around stigma and discrimination, as I say, really building on work that we were already doing.
So tell us about this Stop Stigma campaign. I mean, is stigma an issue in the HIV space?
It is, and also in hepatitis. As you'd know.
Well, the reason I think the reason why I did that is because I'm well aware of the campaign that the HIV that is run in the HIV space about HIV and stigma. So, in a sense, what you're doing is extrapolating from that, and you've looked at some of the issues around hepatitis.
That's right. So we're very lucky to be able to have that breadth of, experience and history to be able to draw from. HIV, well, the gay community generally has campaigned so well on stigma and changed the landscape, obviously, and it's been a terrific time recently to reflect on what's been achieved with the 40-year celebration of, you know, Mardi Gras. So campaigns just on multiple levels to allow you to be, you know, out loud and proud in the gay community, but also then in relation to a specific health condition, HIV, AIDS, as you say. Our response in Australia particularly, but also in other places around the world, has just changed that.
So tell us about stigma and hepatitis.
So specifically with hepatitis, well, I guess it's very similar issues, but it's all got its particular nuances and flavours. But perhaps one thing I can draw on is some data we recently gathered. As I say, we'd commenced a campaign last year. So we did survey... We advertised a survey amongst, the different people who connect with us, and we also had targeted interviews with people who care for and work with people with viral hepatitis. We got 126 odd responses, detailed responses to our survey that were supported by those focus groups and interviews. And of those responses, 86% of people actually said that they reported experience stigma and discrimination. 81% said they'd chosen not to disclose because of fear of stigma and discrimination. And over 50%, so 58% actually said they'd chosen to change their behaviour, including not seeking medical support because of the fear of stigma and discrimination. So I guess our message is that stigma actually kills. If you don't seek that support, and, you know, really, I don't need to tell you guys about it, but just to, use that same experience to say that that you can really relate to.
Were you surprised, Melanie, were you surprised by those figures? I mean, I'm astounded that such, you know, 80%, you know, 81 and 86, was it?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean... That's it. Were you astounded by that?
I actually wasn't, because I've been working in the space for a few years. I was when I started working in relation to viral hepatitis, because, you know, I come in pretty neutrally. Okay, yeah, we've all got issues and conditions, and that's life, and let's deal with it. But to realise the different layers, it's a bit like, you know, peeling the onion or something, how you've got to try to work through these issues before you can seek to mobilise people, seek to change behaviour, get people tested, get them treated. In all the different campaigns we run to improve health, you actually can't do that till you've peeled that onion away and enabled people to come forward. So we're really calling on people, I guess, with this campaign, which we'll be doing through telling personal stories, releasing a story each month, so that people can identify with those experiences and say, hey, you know, that's not good, that's not acceptable. Let's change our behaviour both as individuals, let's be prepared to be out loud and proud, but also as health professionals or family members, you know, connecting with those living with viral hepatitis, let's support them to come and look after their health.
So can we explore that a bit more, Melanie? The what you're saying is that stigma is in many ways a barrier to help seeking. Can you talk to us a bit more? Can you unpack that a bit more? How does this stigma thing work?
So perhaps I'll draw on the example of our first of our monthly stories.
Yeah.
So that began with a story that you can, you know, we've got a podcast and you can see it on our website as well. And the individual telling that story, Alan, who's also one of our hepatitis heroes, recounts an instance where he went to the dentist and was, you know, asked to fill out the various forms and in that was asked, did he have hepatitis? Said yes. The dentist asked a whole lot of probing questions that he thought were both irrelevant and insensitively asked, and actually refused to treat him.
Oh, no.
He then later on, after kind of getting over that, went to another dentist, had his tooth extracted, etc. But the condition was aggravated because of the delay in accessing treatment. So it's just a very neat example. So when he came in and actually told us with this, when I mean we interact with a lot of folk who drop in and we captured that story, we were later on able to use it.
So your campaign now is targeted at who?
So both people living with either hepatitis B or C, and I must say that's 2% of our
community. Yes.
So that's actually huge.
It's sizable.
And then those who are with them. Now, I'll just recount another little story. Kathy, who drops in also as an active volunteer with the organisation, happened to call in on Friday, was chatting with her, and I introduced her to our campaign officer, really the person working in this space around stigma at the moment, and suggested they talk about things. And Kathy just recounted how her family was putting pressure on her to not be a hepatitis hero on our website because it was embarrassing to the family for people to know she had hepatitis B. So the pressure is kind of everywhere, multi-layered, connected with certain factors. So mainly for hepatitis C, it's about the association with drug use, you know, which, you know, may or may not be pertinent to that individual, maybe in the past, you know, really who cares? And for others, you know, for a lot of coal communities, it might be about fear of transmission, even fear about let's not share eating utensils, which has actually got nothing to do with transmission, but is a fear. But also it's just image, reputation, you're not marriageable in many countries, you'll get sacked, etc. And some of these serious discriminatory responses are actually brought to with people to where they are in Melbourne.
So let's go back to the campaign again. You said that a lot of the campaign will focus on storytelling. So, and you're targeting both individuals with hepatitis and those people who around them, support them, love them, work with them, etc. Can you give us a bit more of a flavour of what the campaign will look like?
Sure. So we've got an image, the visuals. It's about the stop stigma with the hand. This is not a new image. It's been used in other campaigns, that's right, but it's the one that's being used globally and we're using it. We've got actually our staff spontaneously putting up their hands on a little video starting off the campaign on the 1st of March it began, and then we'll do these monthly stories to give depth and flavour to different types of experiences that we hope to challenge.
Sounds great. So you're using social media platforms, traditional media platforms?
E-bulletins, our latest edition of Good Liver, our magazine, features stigma. You can see our visual here, lucky people, but other people can go onto our website and see the digital version of the same magazine. So, yes, we're out there putting up our hands and saying, no, stop,
no to stigma. No to stigma.
I've got to admit, I'm surprised that, you know, that there has to be a campaign. I am surprised that people would think this way.
Mm.
But they do, don't they?
Yes, so. And so now we're given that, having understood that very sad circumstance, we've got to address it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people want to find information on the campaign, the website?
Mm-hmm. www.hepvic.org.au.
Cool.
You had to look that up, Melanie.
I'm thinking.
And if people want information about hepatitis or where they can get support or services, how can they do that?
Again, I think it's, you know, just go Google or whatever, Hepatitis Victoria, and we've got a depth of resources and information and facts and people you can speak to. We've got a, you know, everyday phone line. You can drop in anything.
It's good.
Thank you, Melanie. Melanie Eagle, CEO of Hepatitis Victoria, thank you for coming into the studio this morning and talking to us about your recently launched campaign, Stop Stigma, which was launched on the Zero Discrimination Day, trying to prevent stigma associated with hepatitis.
Good thing.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.